Welcome to day 305. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Now we know that when it comes to Orla, not only are you not allowed to eat it, but you're also not allowed to get any benefit from it. And the example of that we saw yesterday is if you have a garment, a shirt, for example, that was dyed using Orla fruit, we said that that shirt is off limits because you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Not only that, if that shirt got mixed in with a whole bunch of other shirts and you're not sure which is which, so we saw Machlokas, Rabbi Meir said, it's not nullified. All of the shirts are off limits because a shirt, or really that's just an example of a beged, a garment in general, a beged is a davar chashuv, is significant in its own right, and therefore it can never be nullified. Whereas the Chachamim said, no, a beged is not chashuv, is not so significant that it can't be nullified. It would be nullified just like all orla is nullified with a ratio of 200 to 1. Our Mishnah today is going to see a very similar case, but instead of an entire garment that was dyed using orla fruit, simply one thread in a larger garment was dyed using orla fruit. Says the Mishnah, Hatzoveya milo hasid beklipe orla. If one thread, a very short thread, milo hasid is a very short length. It's an achlok is what it means, but we'll assume it means the distance between one's index finger and one's middle finger when they're spread apart, so it's not a very long thread at all. If one thread is dyed using the outer shell or the peel of an orla fruit, va'argo babeket, and it was woven into a larger garment, v'enya du aizahu, and you're not sure which thread it is. Now it's all mixed in with the other threads. And the vast, vast, vast majority of the shirt was made with perfectly fine fibers, and one small thread that was the same color as the other threads, but it was dyed, dyed using an orla fruit, and you're not sure which one it is. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Meir Omer Yidalei Kabeget. You have to burn the entire garment because of that one thread in there, right? You're not allowed to get benefit from that thread, so the entire garment is now off limits. Now, of course, you'd ask the question, wait a second, a garment would have thousands of threads, certainly more than the normal ratio that you would need to nullify earlier of 200 to 1, so why isn't that one thread nullified? So it seems that according to Rabbi Meir, he would say that not only what we saw yesterday, not only is a full beged, a full garment, a davar chashuv, so significant that it can't be nullified, it seems that even a single thread would be so significant that it can't be nullified, which is very strange, because then it makes you wonder, well, then what, if a thread is so significant that it can't be nullified, what wouldn't be significant such that it can be nullified? So it's quite strange, but that's what Rabbi Meir seems to say, that even the thread would not be nullified and the entire garment needs to be burned. Chum say no, exactly as we'd expect them to say, no, it is nullified with a ratio of 200 to 1, which makes sense. It's a kal v'chomer. They said that even a full beged, a full garment, is not significant enough such that it wouldn't be able to be nullified, meaning it's not a davar chashuv. So certainly one small thread wouldn't be a davar chashuv, and it would be able to be nullified in a ratio of 200 to 1. That is Mishnah Beis. Now Mishnah Gimel, a very similar theme, except just not with Orla, just with other areas of halacha, but a very similar case. Says Mishnah Gimel, ha'orig min lo hasit mitzemer ha'bechor beveget. If one has a garment, which presumably has many thousands of threads woven into it, as garments typically are. So in that garment, there's one thread. It could have many thousands of normal threads, but there's one thread that, again, is a very short distance, melo hasid, between the index finger and middle finger, and that one thread is made out of tsemer habachor, the wool of a firstborn sheep. Now, we know the halacha, or if we don't, we're going to learn it now. A firstborn sheep is considered kadosh, it's holy. We give it to the kohen, and one is not allowed to get any benefit from its wool. So even though the vast, vast, vast majority of threads in this garment are normal, are perfectly fine, one thread is from the wool of a b'chor yidalek habeged. The entire beged needs to be burned. Whose opinion this is an important question. Perhaps we'll address it in a moment, but that's what the Mishnah says. Continues the Mishnah, umisar hanazir. Imagine you have a hair of a nazir. A nazir is someone who takes on a vow to become a nazir, of course, and you're not allowed to have grapes for 30 days, not allowed to become tameh. Well, 30 days is just the standard zman, if you don't say how long. So throughout the entire nazirus, he or she is not allowed to cut their hair. But after the nazirus, as part of the process of transitioning back into normal life, all of the hair is shaven off. So if a person, and you're not allowed to get any benefit from the hair needs to be burned, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. So if a person takes the hair of a nazir, or mipeter chamor, a peter chamor is a firstborn donkey, it would normally be redeemed for a sheep or another animal. Before it's redeemed, the hair of the donkey is totally off limits. You're not allowed to get any benefit from it. And if you choose not to redeem it, then it's a whole process of arifa. You'd have to cut off the head. It's a whole thing. And then the carcass of that donkey would also be off limits. You're not allowed to get any benefit from that. So if you have the hair of a nazir that you're not allowed to get benefit from, or a hair of a chamor, of a firstborn donkey, either after the arifa process, that you're also not allowed to get benefit from it, basak, and they were woven into a sack, yidalei kasak, the same thing, you'd have to burn the entire sack. Even though the thousands of threads that are used, the fibers that are used to make that sack are fine, if one is from a nazir, one is from a chamor, then you'd have to burn the entire sack. If it's from something else, some other thing that was dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, then mekadshin kolshein. Then even if the amount is smaller, then meaning even if the thread is a shorter length, it's forget Melo HaSib was already small between the index finger and the middle finger. Even if it's a tiny, tiny, tiny thread, the entire thing would have to be burned. You would not be allowed to get any benefit from that. There are a few questions here. Number one, why is it more strict in that last case by things that are generally kadosh, things that are generally hektish, belong to the Beis HaMikdash? It's not clear. Perhaps because there's a possibility of redeeming it, and something that has the possibility of redeeming it, it's called a davar sheyesh lo matir, and it's something that can eventually become mutter. Right now it's aser, right now it's dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, but because you could be potet, because you can redeem it, it can lose that status, and anything that is a davar sheyesh lo matir is never batel, is never nullified, so maybe that's the reason, but it's unclear. But the larger question is, who is this Mishnah like? If you're telling me that the entire beged needs to be burned because it has the hair of a nazir, the hair of a chamor, the hair of a sheep, well, that sounds like a Rebbe Meir's opinion in the previous Mishnah, and that's what the Yerushalmi says, that this Mishnah is actually according to Rebbe Meir. The Rebbe Meir says that these garments are well, not even the garments, the thread and the garments are a davar chashiv, are so significant that they can never be nullified. So you have to be medalik, you have to burn the entire garment. We don't paskin like Rebbe Meir, we paskin like the Chachamim, so it seems that the opinion that's not stated here would be the Chachamim, who say that no, the one thread might be able to be, or would be able to be nullified, because the ratio is certainly higher than the 200 to 1, or whatever the ratio is required in each one of these halacha cases, and therefore it would be nullified. But our Mishnah is according to Rebbe Meir, whom we don't paskin like. There are those who say, no, it's actually even according to the Chum, and then they have to explain why the Chum would say that these cases are stricter, such that they would not be able to be nullified, and people give various answers. But that is the basic understanding of Mishnah Gimel. We'll continue Mishnah Daled tomorrow.